Thoughts on Malachi. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 13. Harsh against God. Harsh against God. Let me read the verse. Malachi 3 verse 13. You have said harsh things against me, says the Lord. Malachi 3:13. How long is this list going to be? How many more complaints will God make to Judah about their behavior and make it through this man, Malachi? You can see Malachi must have been a very popular preacher, a very popular prophet. Oh, we love to hear Malachi. He's full of complaints from God. Contempt for God, shoddy sacrifices, no fear of God, robbing God, wearying God. And it comes to the point where God says through Malachi, oh, that they would shut the temple doors and stop this mucking about with my covenant, breaking down the covenant, imposing on the covenant, robbing me in the covenant, and so on. You weary me. And now this latest complaint, speaking against God, saying harsh things, whatever this may mean, grumbling against God, impudent, proud, false behavior, blaming God for things, throwing it back in his teeth, not serving God, not trying to worship God in their lives, but criticizing him, finding fault with him. Look how we see this played out with Moses and the children of Israel as they left Egypt. Forever grumbling, longing for Egypt again. Is this being played out again in Malachi's day? Oh, that we were with the pagans, oh, that we did this, and so on. Criticizing God, actually challenging God, finding fault with him, quibbling with him, bitter against him. It's amazing, isn't it? When you consider the people delivered from Egypt, crossing the Red Sea, the marvelous victory against the Egyptians, and immediately they fall to criticism. Immediately they say, take us back. Immediately they fall into idolatry. It's a wonderful thing that the believers in the New Covenant are not like that. Oh, my friend, we need to look in the mirror here. Have you got a mirror at home? This is amazing, this behavior in Israel and Judah, is it not? But my friend, read the New Testament. See the churches there. Oh, they're perfect. No, they're not. Tolerating incest. Don't know whether the resurrection is going to happen, whether it already has happened. Not believing this party spirit. Oh, I'm of this man, I'm of that man. We don't get any of that today, do we? Or don't we? Criticism of God, grumbling against God. The candlesticks to be removed, Revelation 2 and 3. My friend, we need to look at ourselves here. Is this me? Do I grumble against God? Do you cherish hard thoughts against God, even in your heart? Remember what we say in private, what we think in private, what we think in our inmost hearts. God reads and knows altogether. Hagar saw it. Thou, God, seest me. God knows what goes on with David. David can hide and pretend, but God knows. God sees behind the curtains. He hears and reads our thoughts. Search me, O God, know my heart. You do anyway. See if there be any wicked way in me. Well, I'm sure you will find that, O God, and lead me in the way everlasting. Let us learn from Malachi, over faithful preachers like Malachi today. Not comforting the saints when we need rebuke. After all, the word of God is given for rebuke, correction, training in righteousness, instruction. It's there to pull us down as well as build us up. Jeremiah had to pull down before he could build up. Malachi is a faithful man of God. We need such men today. God bless them wherever they're found. But may we learn from this and not be harsh against God, brother and sister. Unbeliever, don't raise your fist against God. There is only one loser in that contest, and that's you.